News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is moving to deepen its relationship with the World Bank. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says government intends to rely on the technical expertise and other resources of the World Bank as it moves to foster sustained economic growth for the country.
As we evolve from fiscal consolidation and stability to embrace the possibilities of economic growth in an inclusive way and job creation, we have to strengthen our relationship with the World Bank. We will have to rely more on the resources and support of the World Bank. And so for us, in joining with the World Bank in putting on the seminar, it is also a signal from the government of the strengthening of the relationship with the World Bank.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a World Bank growth session held at Jamaica House earlier this week. The session brought together experts in economics, planning and development in an effort to devise strategies to sustain the recent gains in Jamaica's economic outlook. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, has expressed support for the government's decision to maintain a relationship with the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, after the extended fund facility agreement ends in December. Mr. Biles says sustaining a relationship with the IMF will add an extra layer of oversight to government fiscal policy and help ensure commitment to financial discipline. He adds that an association with the IMF may assist the country in attracting international investors.
The IMF program gives the country a stamp of approval, somebody looking to put their money in Jamaica. Likes the idea that Jamaica is in a program with the IMF because they believe that the IMF program will do all the things that we say it has done for us. So it's a stamp of approval that is important for credit rating.
Mr. Biles was speaking at the monthly Epoch press briefing on Wednesday. A joint select committee of parliament to review legislation against gender-based violence is to be reconvened shortly. This was disclosed by Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange in a statement to the House of Representatives Tuesday. Some of the laws to be re-examined include the sexual offences, domestic violence, offences against the person, and Child Care and Protection Acts.
When you harm the innocent, the weak and the vulnerable, you must feel the full brunt of the national law enforcement apparatus.
Ms. Grange says focus will be placed on ensuring that the range of offences and the concomitant penalties included in the laws are in keeping with the country's crime statistics, child protection data, and the types of abuses and violence taking place. And over 1,200 patrons are expected to benefit from the offerings of Jamaica House Rio at the upcoming Olympic Games in Brazil. Jamaica House Rio Village will be located at Prado in Rio de Janeiro from August 10 to 21. It will showcase a live screening of the games, live music, celebrity guest artists, Jamaican films and documentaries, destination presentations, dedicated press area, and an Appleton and Red Stripe bar.
Jamaica House Rio is going to cost us this year less than half of what it cost us for London. We have a budget of $767,000 and we have sponsorship of pretty close to $400,000 of that. So if you net it out, it will perhaps cost us under $500,000.
Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett speaking at the launch of Jamaica House Rio 2016 in New Kingston Wednesday. The concept is in keeping with the marketing strategy of the Jamaica Tourist Board to capitalize on the exposure Brand Jamaica will receive during the Olympic Games. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZCV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZCV. Keep your surroundings mosquito free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the GIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. GIS, the voice of Jamaica.